It's your host, Jordan Jones, and you're listening to What They Don't Tell You on Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you been looking for a snack your whole family will love? Then you need to check out Sensible Portions. They have so many options to choose from. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws are a delicious, crunchy snack that the whole family will enjoy. The Garden Veggie Straws have a flavor for every taste, like the spicy Screamin' Hot or Tangy Zesty Ranch. They also just launched two new flavors, barbecue and sour cream and onion. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws have a light texture with 30% less fat than leading potato chips, so you can snack both sensible and delicious. They're perfect for when you're on the go and when the kids go back to school. My favorite thing about Sensible Portions is probably the new sour cream and onion flavor. I think it's so good. I definitely crave it all the time. Sensible Portions has also just came out with a new product, Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs. They are baked and never fried. They're the perfect poppable snack. They come in three delicious flavors, white cheddar, sour cream and onion, and screaming hot, with no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors. Find Sensible Portions Better For You snacks on Amazon at amazon.com/sensibleportions.
We are here with Isabella, Bella, and Only JS. What is
it? Only JS, yeah.
Only JS. She is incredible, you guys. She's honestly my favorite TikToker. Like, literally my favorite TikToker.
I'm honored.
Love her content. I'm sure you guys have seen at least one of her videos. She is very viral. She goes very viral for life hacks and like psychological things and
just educational content all
around. Educational content. She is obviously way smarter than everybody here. All my friends. She's way smarter than everybody here. But first of all, when she put on the headphones, she was like, oh. And funny story.
I hear myself. It's weird.
Yeah. Funny story. I've always been like a diehard AirPods girl, okay? Mm-hmm. And all of my friends have the AirPod Pros. And I've just like, I can't get myself to get them for some reason. And literally about a month ago, I was in the airport and my AirPods died or something. And I was like, I'm not having some dead AirPods on this plane right now. And like, who has earphones anymore? Nobody. So I go to the thing and I'm like, okay, finally, I'll get AirPod Pros, whatever. But I don't know how this whole thing just made me think about my story that I went through today. But I didn't even end up getting the AirPod Pros. I was like, oh, they're like $200. Like, the other ones are a little less. So I got the other ones. I put them on, and the guy's like, there's no returns, by the way. So I'm wearing my AirPods, like, a month ago in the airport. And my left one just doesn't even work. So then, like, after, like, messing with it a lot every day for the past month, just messing with it, and it just cuts out, and I can only hear the right, I was like, whatever. Today, the case wouldn't charge. And so I went to the Grove just now while I was washing my car, and I was like, whatever, I'm going on another airplane tomorrow, I'm not having this anymore, the case doesn't work, the left one doesn't work, it's time to buy the Pros, like, clearly this is a sign. So I go and I buy the Pros, and the guy's like, oh, there's noise cancellation or whatever, the other ones don't have that. I hate it. So when I put on these, and I can, it's kind of like noise canceling, I just don't like it anymore.
It's the same thing.
Because I like to walk, and sometimes I don't even play music. I just have them on because it
you
drains a
little bit out.
You want
to still be able to hear around you, like if somebody calls you. I don't even have AirPods. I got sponsored by this like off-brand AirPod company, and they sent me a bunch. They barely work. Like, they have like an hour charge, and like sometimes they break. But like, I don't even want to go buy the AirPods.
Oh, girl, they are the
I'd
best.
Rather keep the wired because like then I don't have to charge them. I'm so forgetful, like ADHD. I would forget to charge my AirPods all the time.
So. Okay, let's start with being ADHD because honestly, you're obviously very smart, and for my whole entire life, I think I've found out that I'm not ADHD, but then everyone around me says I am. So mm-hmm. what are, like, what, obviously it's a actual, what's it called?
It's like a, I don't want to call it a disorder, but it is a slightly debilitating in certain aspects.
You can actually get,
When I was in college, I didn't know I had ADHD back then. I didn't get diagnosed until I was 21. Diagnosed. But you can still, like, go get help and, like, take your tests for a little bit longer time and, like, get in a special room kind of thing. Oh. So there are stuff to help people with ADHD if you're in school and stuff. But
so what do you, in, like, in your eyes or whatever, in our opinions, because obviously some people are diagnosed and it is something that people have to, mm-hmm. I guess it's, there's different spectrums, but I don't know if I am or I am not. So if you know any of, like, the qualifications or whatever, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that is me. Oh, no, that's not me.
With guys and girls, there's different symptoms. So mm-hmm. guys, ADHD is very hyperactive. They can't sit still. So that's why they get diagnosed more often. Like, little boys just get diagnosed with ADHD from the start. But with girls, we have what's called inattentive ADHD, which is why I didn't know I had it for so long. We're not hyperactive. We're just, like, in our heads way too much, if that makes sense. Like, I'm very forgetful. I interrupt people too much. Like, it's small things, and, like, mostly forgetfulness is, like, my main symptom. It's awful. Like, I forget everything.
I don't forget anything. I always thought it was, like, I guess that's also OCD, but I don't. Yeah, I guess I don't really forget. I never find myself, when people are like, oh, you can't sit still. Like, I guess what you're saying.
You might have the hyperactivity. It's just more common in guys to have hyperactivity and girls to be inattentive, but it can switch and flip-flop.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I don't really know.
And if you want to know, you just got to go to a psychiatrist. You can't just go to any therapist. You have to go to a psychiatrist to get tested. It's it's like a 1 through 10. Do you relate to this kind of thing?
And oh, weird.
Yeah, but it was super quick. I have it, and then I got medicated, and working on it, figuring it out.
Medical condition, that's what Steve just texted me.
A lot of people on TikTok, though, have ADHD. Like, everybody I talk to that's on TikTok, they're like, oh, yeah, I have ADHD, too. And I'm like, what is it with us? And, like, there's ADHD side of TikTok that's growing and growing every day. Like,
really?
TikTok is, like, designed for ADHD, and I guess if you have ADHD.
It's fast, too.
Yeah.
Fast-paced.
You're going to do well on TikTok.
True. Okay, so our producer, shout out Steve, he sent me, like, different topics and then, like, questions around that for you to kind of answer. So the first one's, and it's also, like, it's advice or life hacks or kind of however you want to take it. So let's start with, like, the sleep and exercise category.
Okay.
Number one is it good to take naps in the middle of the day?
Yes.
Okay.
So humans were actually designed to, like, before capitalism and working 9 to 5, we actually slept, it was, like, I think it's 2 times a day. So we would sleep in the morning, and then we'd have a night, and then sleep. I don't know how to describe this, but we would sleep at night, and then you would actually, like, wake up in the middle of the night, have, like, a little, like, snack, coffee, or not coffee, but, like, tea or whatever, and then go back to sleep. So, like, our sleep cycles are different for, like, now than how we're designed to be.
Wow.
I don't know if that makes any sense with the way I described it, but
literally that's how
naps
it was.
Are good. Naps are
naps
very
good. Naps are
good.
How?
Not too long, though.
Yeah, I hear it's like 45 minutes is a sweet spot.
45 minutes is like the max you should go. Like 15. Yeah. I made a couple of videos on it. It's like what each nap is good for. I don't remember it exactly, but like 15 minutes is a good, like, minimum, and 45 minutes is the max. If you go over that, you're just going to be more groggy than
Oh, 100%. Helpful. If you do an hour, I feel way worse. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like a 30 minute, which I can't take naps, maybe that is, again, like, maybe ADHD inside of me. My mom has always said, oh, she can't sit still. Like, if I have, like, a headache, when people are like, oh, just go close your eyes or whatever. Like, if I have a migraine, like, yeah, I'll go do that. But a headache, I don't even care.
I sit down with the intention to take a nap, I am not napping. Like, my insomnia, even, like, sleeping is so bad. Like,
inherited from your mother, huh?
Yes. And honestly, my dad has insomnia, too. Like, everyone in my family has it. But, like, it was bad for a minute. I think the longest I went, even this year, was, like, 5 days without sleeping. Like, I had to go to the hospital because I was hallucinating. Like, it was bad. Oh. It's better now, though. I have meds that help.
Oh, no. Oh, I go 20 hours without sleeping.
That's still even, like, it's...
Yeah.
Getting sleepy is not fun.
It's bad.
Fun.
What is the best time of the day to work out?
The best time of the day to work out is in the morning, because then it tricks your brain into be more productive throughout the day. But I personally work out at night, because I don't like showering in the morning and having my hair wet throughout the day. So I shower at night and then shower, work out at night and then shower before bed.
I have found recently, I feel like it's made me a happier person and gotten my mind off of things when I wake up at like 7:30 and I walk to Starbucks and I walk all around, like as long as I want to, whatever. It's almost before 9 o'clock because everyone starts to work at 9 and I still try to do all, even though I don't have like, I don't go to a job. Like I have my emails, I have my brand deals.
You still have to get your day started, right?
Yeah. So I find that even when I go on a walk and I kind of like fast walk, and then by the time I'm done with my shower and I am ready for my day, yeah, it makes me so much more productive. Mm-hmm. And for instance, today I didn't wake up early and I didn't go on my walk and I didn't get out of the house before 8 a.m. and I felt so unproductive
today. It just throws you off.
It throws me off.
I'm still trying to get to the point where I do get up and be productive. I'm kind of like right now, it's like I wake up and like the first thing I do is I check my phone, and I know I'm not supposed to do that, but then like it just kind of fumbles through the day.
I wait to check my phone until I get to Starbucks, and then while I drink my drink, I'm on my phone, and then when that's done, it's back to phone in the pocket, music playing, and being outside.
The self-control is amazing.
Really?
How do you do it?
It just started. It's just honestly, I've been working on like things that are almost games for me, because I find that for me personally, if something isn't a game, then I honestly feel like I'm bored or I quit, or I'm just a very competitive person. So if I tell myself, okay, we're going to wake up early, you're not going to go on your phone until you get to Starbucks,
you're challenging yourself.
Yeah, I everything has to be a challenge.
I have to do that.
And that's why.
Because, like, I keep thinking about it. It's like, I'm my own boss, but I'm not a good boss. I'm very lax on myself, and I need to get better at it.
So that's just my insight on that. But I swear, after, like, 3 days of waking up early, you are going to feel like $1 million.
Well, what time do you go to bed? Or try to?
I try to go to bed at 12. So 12 to 7, I sleep.
Okay.
But some days it's 4 hours, some days it's 9 hours. Mm-hmm. It's mainly 4 hours.
My body doesn't want to get out of bed unless I've had like a full 10 hours of sleep. And it's like,
what's wrong with me? No matter what time I go to bed, I'm up at 7:30. Unless I took melatonin. Okay. Next question. She's like, melatonin? I could say so many things about that. Just kidding.
Probably.
Does everyone need 8 hours of sleep every night?
Not everybody, but most people do. Like, 8 hours is for the vast majority, but there is a very small part of the population that can get by with, like, 4 to 6. But I can guarantee you are not a part of that. Get your 8 hours of sleep.
I can get by that. I'm like, please don't tell me that. Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like I know people who literally sleep for 2 to 4 hours every night, and they just seem miserable. They seem depressed. Like, they don't even seem right. Like, they're always tired. And then I know people who sleep, like, 10 hours who are almost, like, the same.
Well,
like,
if you sleep too much, it messes up your circadian rhythm as well. So sleeping too little and sleeping too much. Sleeping too little is worse, but you're still going to have negative effects if you sleep too much.
I felt like sometimes, especially when I take, like, melatonin, I don't take it all the time. Also because I did find out that I think it lessens the effect on birth control, right?
If you have melatonin... It, like, messes up... Like, everything can mess with your birth control, so probably, I believe that.
Yeah, so I stopped taking it. I'm not on birth control anymore, but I stopped taking that. But I wake up feeling just so groggy if I don't get enough sleep
because
on melatonin.
It's still kind of in your system.
Yeah,
it has to get fully out of your system for you to feel awake. And that's why I stopped taking melatonin was, one, you build up a tolerance very quickly. So I started taking...
Dependent!
Yeah, I was taking, like, I started with 2 milligrams. It works, but then I take more and more and more. And I ended at, like, when I was taking, like, 50 milligrams of melatonin. I was, like, it wasn't even putting me to sleep anymore. Which is when I...
No way!
Like, my insomnia is so bad.
I will not go over 5.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Self-control.
No, like, it just works for me.
That's good.
But there was a time where, like, oh my god, I think the worst thing I've ever done in my life... I don't mean to brag or anything, like, because everyone knows, like, I don't drink, I don't smoke, okay, like, any of that. But there was a time where I was pretty dependent on some Benadryl at night. I would pop a Benadryl for a long time night just to fall asleep.
Oh, no.
But it worked.
When I was younger, so my dad lived in Vegas, my mom lived in Jersey, so I would go back and forth. Whenever I would go visit my mom in Jersey, tons of mosquitoes. So I was constantly getting bit. So my mom would just give me Benadryl. But she gave me too much Benadryl. There was like all the summer was just like a haze. Like, I don't remember anything because I was on Benadryl asleep. She'd like tell me stories like, oh, you remember saying this? I'm like, no, actually, I don't. Like, I'm just 12 high on Benadryl like all the time. It was not the best. So I don't really take it too much anymore. Yeah. But
yeah, I think what got me off of my Benadryl, that sounds so bad, was like, my mom like was trying to tell me that, or someone, because Claritin and there's Claritin D, and one of them, I think the D one is the, no, maybe Claritin is the non-drowsy one and Claritin D is the drowsy one. I don't know. One of them is one, and one of them is, doesn't make you drowsy. So she would tell me to take the normal one without being drowsy, the Claritin. And so it got me to just... She got me to realize that I could fall asleep without Benadryl. And she was like, I've been giving you this one without Benadryl or whatever it is, or without being drowsy. So that's how I got off of it. But yeah.
How I kicked my Benadryl addiction.
Yeah. My mom tricked me into giving me the same thing, the antihistamine, without like...
The drowsiness.
Yep. Making content is an essential part of what I do. That's why I love Canva Pro. You can design anything like a pro on any device. Canva Pro is a design platform that lets you create and share content in just a few clicks. You can choose from thousands of templates that are easy to customize. Canva Pro has endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more that add personality and edge to whatever you're designing. Canva Pro helps you stay organized, so no more misplaced files when you're working with your creative team. Plus, you and four teammates can unlock everything Canva Pro has to offer for just $12.99 a month. With Canva Pro's content planner, you'll save time planning, creating, and posting social media content too. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get free 45-day extended trial while you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/Jordan, that's J-O-R-D-Y-N, to get free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/Jordan. We all see billboards when we're driving down the street, but what happens to them when they get taken down? What if I told you there's a company that takes highway billboards and turns them into one-of-a-kind bags and accessories? Rareform is doing just that. Their bags promote style and sustainability. Fun fact, the average lifespan of a billboard is 4 to 6 weeks, and they usually just end up in landfills. Thankfully, Rareform recycles over 80% of billboards in the country. They collect nearly 500,000 pounds of billboards every month. Every product on their site is individually photographed, so what you see is what you get. Every product is cut from billboard. No two will ever be exactly the same. Plus, billboard ads are made of vinyl, so the bags are made of durable and water-resistant material. Rareform bags are even vegan-friendly. Made from billboards and designed to fit your lifestyle, go check them out at rareform.com/Jordan. That's J-O-R-D-Y-N. That's rareform.com/Jordan. Find your one-of-a-kind bag now. One little secret about the bedding aisle is that while cotton might be the most popular fabric for bed sheets, duvets, and pillowcases, it's also harmful to the planet. That's why I'm excited to introduce you to Etitude. Made from naturally organic bamboo, Etitude sheets are made without toxic chemicals and use 500 times less water than cotton. Plus, they're silky soft, they're so comfortable for you and the environment. As soon as I started using these sheets, I've started to honestly sleep better because they're so soft and smooth. It actually is a little cooling and it's more comfortable for me. FYI, cotton uses a lot of water, energy, and chemicals during production. That's why Etitude uses naturally organic bamboo, the most resource-efficient plant on the planet. Etitude's sheets reduce moisture and regulate your temperature to keep you cool. I'm telling you guys, and comfortable throughout the night. Try any Etitude bedding for 30 nights. If you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund. Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit etitude.com/Jordan and enter promo code Jordan. That's J-O-R-D-Y-N. Remember, that's Etitude as in eco attitude. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at etitude.com/Jordan, promo code Jordan. All right. Do you sleep with socks on, or like fun facts about that?
Absolutely not.
I don't either.
I get too hot. Like, I have the fan on, the AC's on. I have to have like a foot sticking out of the cover. I get way too hot.
I can give you a fun fact.
Please do.
Wait, was this not from your video? Something told me this. if you sleep with socks on, it can cool you down. If you get hot, you're supposed to sleep with socks on.
That doesn't make any sense. It's supposed to warm you up. It keeps your body warm.
No.
That was not my video.
You try that. that tonight. And guess what? Your next
I'm going to text you be like, I'm sweating.
No, I swear it's a thing. Hmm. Steve, look it up right now. I guarantee you. If you sleep with socks on, it actually... There is something.
Are you like dipping the socks in water?
No, it actually like cool. See, I didn't believe it, but like I think it's
I'll have
true.
To try it.
Oh, he's texting it to me. Can't sleep. Cold feet. Cold feet might be the reason for your restless nights.
Well, if your feet are cold, it's gonna help you sleep. But if you're hot, do not put.
You should sleep with socks on to prevent hot flashes.
Interesting.
And to improve your cracked heels. Increase your potential orgasms. Fun facts.
This is going to be the video tomorrow. It's like socks.
Yes,
like
sleep with socks on. Oh, my God. So, technically, some women have found that wearing socks is helpful for cooling their body's temperature.
Like when they're going through menopause and stuff?
I guess.
Interesting. Okay.
So, I kind of helped you out there.
I will try it and tell you how it goes.
Yeah, I'll literally actually try it tonight. That was from healthline.com.
Okay.
So.
I use the website a lot for sourcing.
Now you know. Okay, back to the questions. So next category is love. What do you think is the fastest way to tell if someone likes you?
If they're trying, like if a person is putting effort into being around you and talking to you, that's usually a good sign. But if you're the one putting in a lot of effort and it's not really reciprocating it, they don't like you. Like you just have like that gut feeling, you know? Like you know when somebody likes you, you know?
Ouch. Yeah.
That's the biggest telltale sign, if somebody is putting effort into being around you.
And I feel like another thing is that if they know, if they start doing your interests or they want to go, like say if Erewhon is my favorite restaurant and they're like, oh, let's go to Erewhon. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like them putting in like effort or like if they've never, I don't know, like showing interest in the way of like what your interests are, they almost want to act like that's their interest too.
Little hack to see if, like, to tell if a specific person likes you, go up, ask them, like, what's your favorite movie? And no matter what they say, just be like, oh, I haven't seen that yet. And if they're like, oh, like, we should watch it sometime, they kind of like you. They want to watch it with you. But if, like, oh, you should check it out, then it's like, eh.
I saw that TikTok.
Yeah.
See, I'm your biggest fan. That is true. Because, oh my God, right when I saw that video of yours, I was thinking about this one guy, and he told me, oh, you should watch it sometime. And I'm like, oh, that's great. like, and then I have, like, this other guy tells me, oh, yeah, we should watch a series together. And I'm like, dang.
Like, to be fair, it does depend on their, like, level of confidence if they are like that. But that's just one little trick to tell if somebody does like you.
Because it's kind of true. Like, that guy I could kind of, you know,
you can tell.
And you're right. Next. What's the fastest way to tell if you're compatible with someone?
I was reading something about this today. They did a research or like a study on wedding photographers and people that work at weddings. And it's like, what's the biggest sign that somebody's relationship isn't going to work at their wedding? And one of them was like the shoving the cake in the face thing. Like if they do that, it's not going to work. But another researcher said, like if your partner is like, oh my God, what a cute bird. And the other person is excited about the bird with you, then it's a good sign. But if they kind of just blow it off, like, oh, yeah, bird, whatever, then it's not really going to work. Like, showing interest in what they're talking about all the time. Not all the time, but, like, all the time.
Yeah, I totally get that, the bird thing, because it's almost like, even with my family, I feel like, when someone is, like, because, like, say my brother and my mom, like, they'll get into little things. Sometimes they're both Aries. And I feel like, right?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, like, I'm a Pisces, and my whole family is in Aries. My older brother, my little brother, and my mom. And I'm water. So it's just like I'm constantly putting out the fire. Like all day long, I'm putting out the fire.
Are you also the middle child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Middle child and the little water baby. But like they'll even do things like that where like I always feel like I see the positive, and for some reason, like most days, I feel like my other family members, they see, like, the negative. And, like, I always try to bring them into the positive side. And I feel like anyone who's, like, walking around kind of, like, negatively like that, it reminds me of, like, that or that video that you made about, oh, look at that bird. Because I've had, like, exes of mine who would literally, like, I already know they would be like, oh, okay, like...
like, whatever.
Like, yeah.
Like, if you're like, the weather's so good today, and they're just like, eh. Like, it's not a good sign if they're like, yeah, it is. Like, yeah. If they're interested in the conversation, engaging with you. Putting in the same energy that you're putting in is a good sign.
Energy matching is superior. Okay, what is the most underrated date idea?
Underrated date idea?
No movies.
No, never go to a movie on a first date. I made that mistake in college, and I regret it. It was not fun. I say, like, amusement parks or anything that gets your heart rate up, because it's going to trick, you, like, that person's body. Their heart rate's up. They're like, oh, my God, like, I'm having fun. But in their head, they're like, oh, my God, I like this person, too. Like, it tricks their body into actually thinking that they like you, even if they are a little confused about it at first.
Adrenaline turns people on.
Mm-hmm. Roller coasters. Go on a roller coaster date, and you're going to get a second date. Like, 100%.
Dang. Honestly, that's so true, because I feel like any time... I've said this in my... I think my last podcast, where I feel like I've changed my type, or, like, my kind of guy I want to, like, date or whatever. Because I feel like I've been going off of more personality, obviously, and I've been going to, like, honestly, a different life. Like, with people I've been talking to, I've noticed that all of them have a cooler, or like a better, like something that's just more exciting, which makes me have, like, anything that makes me have more adrenaline, or I feel like I'm kind of catching up with, because I feel like I've always dated people who've either gone to school or, like, almost have, like, that normal life,
yeah,
and I've brought them into, like, a better life, or, like, just a more,
like,
fun...
you in terms of, like, I don't know how to say it, but, like, power, like, you've always been above, and now you're trying to, like, go for people that are above you, in a way?
Yeah, almost just, like, that I have more, like, adrenaline, more, like, more...
Fun
with, because I've always, I feel like, I've always been someone who shows someone fun when I want to be showed the fun.
Yeah.
But that's
just... good that you acknowledge that, and then you're trying to make the switch in the people that you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm like, thank you, girl. Okay, is it a good idea to Google someone before a first date?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm a Googler.
I remember one time I was walking out of the airport once, and I saw this, like, girl waiting for somebody. The car pulls up. A guy gets out. They're like, oh, my God, hi. It's so nice to meet you. Like, they hug. Like, I'm assuming it was, like, a long-distance relationship thing.
Yeah.
Before she got in the car, she took a picture of his license plate, sent it to somebody, and got in. Like, just in case, you know, this person's crazy.
But that's good.
That was, like, I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm using that next time.
It's literally, I'll, like, text my friends, and I'll be like, if you don't hear from me, like, we have this banana emoji where, like, if we're all in danger, we send the banana emoji.
Oh,
we all got our locations and everything. Or it's like, if you don't hear from me in 5 minutes, you call them the cops.
See, it's smart. Like, you have to at least, like, just to even know what this person's about.
Tell one person where you are.
You don't want to let them know that you Googled them. You don't want to give them any information about them that they haven't told you yet. But just so you know in your own head, like, who this person is.
Yeah, don't be like... when's your birthday? Oh, actually, no, never mind. I actually know your birthday.
You're like, how's your sister? They're like, I haven't mentioned my sister yet.
How's your sister? I love that. All right. What kind of fragrance should you wear to make someone more attracted to you? Whoa.
That is a good question. I don't think I've done any research on that one, but I know there are certain perfumes or colognes that are designed to kind of, like, not attract, but, like, match your... like, own pheromones already. Like, not supposed to mask it, but, like, enhance how you already smell, which is going to help. Because if you mask how you smell, it kind of takes away a piece of how we do attraction.
Isn't there a difference between perfume and parfume, where one of them, I think parfume, I might be sounding so dumb right now, but I swear I'm not. It actually smells different on everyone, and the different notes or different tones will come out stronger on someone else than some.
That, I think that's what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm not sure what it's called. It might be perfume.
Because that's what I wear. Yeah. And it is. Like, it smells different, like, more orangey on my other friend. It smells more vanilla-y on mine.
But
and
no matter.
The eyes of, she's so dumb right now.
There's virtually no difference between perfume and parfume.
Okay.
What?
Well, no matter what you wear, don't overdo it. Like, do not overput what you have. Like, just a little bit on the wrist, maybe on your neck, but don't go crazy like a middle school boy. Like, it's just, it's going to throw people off.
I'm Googling this. This is a study. What scent is the most attractive to guys? Number one is vanilla.
Okay.
Number two is, like, black licorice and donut.
I don't want to smell like a black licorice
number
or a donut.
Number three is pumpkin pie. And number four is orange. So I think my perfume is, like, orange and vanilla with, like, some type of like musky, like cinnamony thingy.
Honestly,
well.
I don't even know what my cologne smells like. TikTok sent it to me last year, and really? I just haven't ran out. So I run out
of mine because I do put on a lot, but I put it like I put it on before I leave the house. Mm-hmm. So I do like a lot, so it lasts throughout the day. Like I don't like touch it up throughout.
You just have to
day.
Make sure that you put it on your skin and not your clothes, because clothes it's going to come off faster than if you put it on your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as deodorant. I mean, like that's why we put it on our skin.
Yeah.
Build a confidence boosting fall wardrobe with this season's collection of versatile mix and match styles from Express. Express is all new and made to hashtag Express You. They have confidence boosting styles for real life versatility, comfort, and quality. I picked up this gray crew neck. It's so soft and stretchy. And I also ordered the matching sweatpants. So I have got all the fall vibes going on right now with the gray and the comfortableness. And it's so versatile because you can make it dress up and wear a leather jacket over it with some cute pumps, or you can just wear socks and be on your couch. Their soft sets feature new silky suede scuba, luxe velour to the luxe sweaters, and fleece sets. These comfy combos are the unofficial uniform of fall. Plus, Express has many great jean options. Their curvy jeans are designed for customers with a 13-inch difference between their hip and waist measurements. Their super soft jeans feature a hyper stretch fabric and super soft feel with 24/7 comfort. And their Flex X jeans fit up to 3 sizes all in one pair. Their body contour has a breathable knit fabric, holds you in while you're staying comfortable, and has over 1,400 rave reviews. They're available in compression and high compression, and bold color options like red, pinks, and blue. So what are you waiting for? Shop confidence-boosting styles in-store and online at express.com. Have you been looking for a snack your whole family will love? Then you need to check out Sensible Portions. They have so many options to choose from. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws are a delicious, crunchy snack that the whole family will enjoy. The Garden Veggie Straws have a flavor for every taste, like the spicy Screamin' Hot or Tangy Zesty Ranch. They also just launched 2 new flavors, barbecue and sour cream and onion. Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws have a light texture with 30% less fat than leading potato chips, so you can snack both sensible and delicious. They're perfect for when you're on the go and when the kids go back to school. My favorite thing about Sensible Portions is probably the new sour cream and onion flavor. I think it's so good. I definitely crave it all the time. Sensible Portions has also just came out with a new product, Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs. They are baked and never fried. They're the perfect poppable snack. They come in 3 delicious flavors, white cheddar, sour cream and onion, and screaming hot, with no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors. Find Sensible Portions Better For You snacks on Amazon at amazon.com/sensibleportions. I think that's the last one for the love. So now we got school, a couple school tips.
Ooh, what, love school.
Yeah. Totally. What do I do if I'm failing a class in school?
Definitely first thing you should do is go talk to the teacher about what your options are. See if they do some sort of extra credit, if you can retake a test, if you can redo assignments, turn in assignments. Like, you just have to talk to the teacher. If the teacher's not willing to work with you, you have 2 options. You can either go above the teacher to the dean or whatever it is and explain the situation, you might get your way, or you have to drop the class. Mm-hmm. I think that's only in college, though. If you're in high school, you just get your grades up. It's high school. It's not high school isn't that hard.
Yeah, it's not hard. It was so easy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay.
Well, like compared to college, like in high school, I think just I got the work done. I didn't put in so much effort, but I got it done. And then in college, I didn't know how to study. Yeah. I didn't know how to do it. I failed calculus 1 like twice. I had to take it 3 times, but now I have a math degree, so I figured it out eventually. But like, college was a big wake-up call.
Wow, math degree, can't relate. What do I do if I'm not a good reader? Honestly,
audiobooks.
Dude, mine was buying glasses, so I couldn't even read, like literally.
If you're not a good reader, audiobooks is the way to go. Like, I am dyslexic, I've mentioned it, but It was too hard to sit and focus on a book, especially with ADHD. So I put on an audiobook and I can go do things. I can, like, I don't know, clean my house and listen to audiobook. I can get things done. So if you're not a good reader, audiobooks are amazing. Yeah. Lifesaver.
Like podcasts.
Yes.
Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and add us to your Spotify playlist. Okay. Last school tips question is, what do I do if I don't work well in group projects? How do I get better at that?
I wasn't very good in group projects, but not because I was shy. It was just because I didn't like the way that everybody else was doing it. And so I tried to, like, take on a more, like, leader role But if you do that, you're probably going to be seen as the asshole.
That's how I'm always looked at.
And if you're more of the shy kind of person, you don't like working in groups, you just have to work on your confidence. And one thing that you that does help with that, that's been proven to help with that, is try to talk to three people of the opposite gender every day. Even if it's just like, hey, I like your shoes. Hey, I'm trying to get through this way. If you just like talk to somebody of the opposite gender, it's been proven that it will eventually just keep boosting your confidence. Also, fake it till you make it.
Totally. I feel like the confidence thing, like you just said, is so crazy because I feel like my mom, I've been watching her. Hello. And even when we're like in the grocery store, she'll start to talk to like everybody. And it doesn't even matter now, like what the gender is. But I just noticed that like it just is making her so much more happy. And it shows that she's confident because she's talking to people. And I look at her and I'm like, Mom, like, why you gotta talk to everybody? But it's just probably just because I'm like more insecure than my mom is now. And it totally shows when she's in the store just talking to everybody. And I feel like it is making her more confident. So
I don't talk to anybody in public. I don't even make AirPods. Eye contact. I look above everybody's head. I just try to get in and get out. But I also understand.
You're in your own world, honey.
100%.
Same.
But like, I do understand, like, if you're talking to people, it's going to uplift your mood a little bit, especially if they're good interactions, because humans are very social creatures. We need that.
That just made me think about my ex, because he would, like, if we were passing by someone, he would always go, whoop. And I would always be like, whoop. Like, why do you gotta say whoop every time you pass him? I'm like, whoop. And I caught myself doing it today. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
he picked it up.
Yeah, he used to do that. I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Like, when you're trying to get by somebody, you say whoop?
Yeah, he's like, whoop. Like, yeah, I don't know. Okay. I always was
red
like,
red flag number one. Yeah.
No, I just mean, like, that was probably him just being a nice, confident person. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm over here dogging on him because he's gotta say it every 5 seconds.
It's whoop.
But yeah, okay, science is the next category. We only have two more categories. What's your favorite optical illusion?
There's one that I tried to recreate and I couldn't do it. I don't know what was wrong with my camera or editing, but you can invert like if you're recording a video, you can invert the colors. So like our skin's blue, everything's blue, teeth are orange or whatever. If you look at that long enough and then switch the camera to just black and white, you'll see the normal colors. Like, your eyes will invert it and you can actually see what the colors were originally without seeing it.
Oh,
there's a really cool video on YouTube about it, and this guy does it perfectly, and I try to do it, and like, you only see it for a second, but with this guy, like, you saw it for like 5 seconds, and you're like, whoa, it's in black and white. But it was color. It was weird.
Whoa, that's like the dress.
Mm-hmm. That dress thing. Oh, my God.
That was forever ago, number one. I think it was, like, 9 years ago.
Probably. It's been at least a decade.
But, like, people still talk about it. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
It was huge.
Illusions.
Things used to go, like, viral. Like, if something was viral, like, 10 years ago, it was viral. But today, it's, like, viral and
then
it's gone.
2 days tops. Mm-hmm. Trending on Twitter. And then Kim Kardashian announces a pregnancy. Okay. Why do people experience phantom limb pain?
I actually don't know.
I don't even
know. Phantom limb pain. It's something to do with your brain trying to make up for what's not there. Like, I'm assuming it's similar to, like, our eyes' blind spots. Like, there's, I don't know where it is on me, but, like, there's a blind spot somewhere here that you can test it with if you get, like, a toilet paper tube and, like, actually figure out where your blind spot is. But I'm assuming it's something similar to that.
I didn't even know I had that.
It's your brain just working overtime. Like, how we can't see our nose, but you can see your nose.
I can see my nose.
Yeah, but you don't always see your nose. Like, it's not, like, your brain ignores it, but it's, you always see it kind of thing.
I think I can see it at all times.
It's similar. I'm assuming it's something similar to the way the brain works with that, but I don't actually know the science behind the phantom limb thing.
Wow. Steve, do you know the science behind it?
You amputate your arm, your brain is still sending signals to where what this would or could have been. So it still feels like, in a sense, that you have the rest of your limb.
I was watching a video. Somebody had, like, a little below their knee amputated, and they're like, sometimes it just feels like my foot's cold. And so they, like, turn their sock backwards and, like, use that. But, like, they're like, my foot doesn't exist anymore. Why is it cold?
It's just a trick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. But I think I can see my nose.
Like, I can see my nose, too, but you don't see it
all the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not, like, just honk it out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why? Oh, would you ever do freeze therapy?
What is freeze therapy?
Is that just the, like, cryo?
Like being cold?
Yeah, the cryotherapy.
Cryotherapy.
I mean, if I ever got injured and needed to do physical therapy and the doctor was like, do it, Yeah. Probably. I think it'd be funny just to be really cold in like a couple seconds.
I've done it once or twice.
How bad was it?
It was because I prepared myself for it. I feel like it's not that bad. And the weird thing about me, maybe it is something like normal, but whenever I'm in Michigan and it's 40 degrees at night or during the day, whatever, I'm like wearing no jacket. Like mm-hmm. I'm, even if it's snowing, I can be outside running. Obviously, it's not that good, but like literally bare feet, jumping in the hot tub, like getting out, like filming TikToks outside in my shorts. Heaven forbid it gets down to 50 degrees in California.
Yeah.
I am literally in a snowsuit.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know why it happens either, but like I used to live in Jersey. It snows out there. Like I'd be outside in just jeans and a t-shirt
yep.
in the snow. And I'm not sure if it's like the weather is different. It affects us or if it's just like our bodies getting used to it. But
I think it's that
I get cold in California, but I don't get cold anywhere else.
Same.
It's so weird.
Like I swear it's like, okay, I'm Michigan. It's going to be cold. You're going to be cold. And that's the mindset. And in California, I'm like, it's supposed to be 90 degrees every day. Mm-hmm. And if it's below 75, I'm freezing.
I'm freezing. I need a jacket. I'm going to complain. I'm going to shiver.
Today being cold.
And it's not even that bad today. No. Like, there's just like a slight breeze.
Yeah. Would you ever go on a vomit comet?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like an airplane that, what is it called?
You don't experience gravity. Whoa. I 100% do that. I have an astronaut tattoo. I really want to go to space one day. Like, if I ever get the opportunity.
You're going to go to space.
I'm going to go. Like, there's this one company reaching out. They're doing, like, a hot air balloon thing that goes into space. I'm trying to get on that so bad. So, like, I feel
like... Hot air balloons are my life.
I feel like that'd be similar. Like, not in space, but, like, experiencing zero gravity would be awesome. I would 100% do it. I'd probably puke, considering it's called the vomit comet. But
vomit comet?
I would do it, yeah.
Same. You know, I'll take any opportunity. What biological traits indicate whether a person will have a happy or sad personality?
Biological traits.
Whoa.
I don't think there's anything physical, but there is something to do with, like, the size of a part of your brain that is, like, if this part of your brain is smaller, you're not producing as much serotonin, you're going to be depressed.
Whoa.
But there's not anything physical. And there's certain drugs that can try to increase that part of the brain, that, like the antidepressants, that's what it does.
Wow.
But I don't think there's anything, like, you can't look at somebody and be like, they're an asshole. Like,
yeah.
Without actually, like, talking or knowing them.
Yeah. I feel like, I definitely feel like I am more of a positive person, but...
I'm not. I feel like I'm so pessimistic and I have to constantly work on it. I'm like, why are you thinking so negatively? And I have to, like, check myself.
I don't know if it's the faking it till I make it thing, but, like, I truly, like... Even with the Dodgers right now, like, I'm so stressed out because it's game 3 literally right now. Like, mm-hmm. Hello? What's the Dodger score? It's 5-2.
They're 2.
Braves in the top of the 6th. So, like, right now, like, I would be telling my mom, like, she'd be freaking out. I'd be like, Mom, obviously they're going to win. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just put, like, the positivity out there, and I literally never speak negatively. And I feel like maybe, it's faking it till I make it, but also maybe it's just me being positive. I don't even know which one it is.
Being positive, manifesting, whatever it is. Like, it's a better mindset than constantly being like, oh, like, they're going to lose.
Yes, I'm like, the Dodgers are going to win. We're obviously going to go to the World Series. Like, and then we're obviously going to win again. Like, that's how I, like, live my day-to-day. Like, tomorrow's going to be an amazing day. But a lot of people, even my mom, she'll be like, literally, like, she is the type to be prepared for the worst.
Yeah.
So at the same time, she always will come out better than expected. But
I was about to say that. It's like, I think the reason part of it is like, I want to set expectations low. That way I don't get disappointed. And if things go better, then I'm excited because I was expecting it to be a lot worse.
I feel like we always then end up in the middle because I have my expectations so high, standards so high, and then I always kind of get let down, but sometimes it does work out. And I feel like with you guys setting your bar so low, sometimes it just ends up being low, but then if it is good, we're both just in the middle again.
Yeah.
So I guess we're always middlemen. Sad. On to the random category.
Random category.
Which wild animal would you think makes the best pet?
Wild animal makes the best pet. I have like a Great Dane right now, and so I'm trying to think like
small
animals.
You think he's like a wild animal?
Like, wild hamsters exist, but they kind of like are cannibalistic. Ducks are annoying. I have no idea. I want a lion really bad, though. Like, that'd be cool just to have one, but that's probably not the best. They're so expensive to try and feed. I don't know. What do you think?
Bella, just saw your theory on Scar eating Mufasa recently.
I got disproven on that one. I didn't do enough research. Apparently, the skull that Mufasa is holding that looks a lot like a lion skull is actually a baboon. So I think they killed the monkey in The Lion King instead of Mufasa. But the theory was that Scar ate Mufasa.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen The Lion King? How old are you?
I'm 21.
You haven't seen The Lion King?
I haven't seen any movie, like, literally. Like, ask me if I've seen a movie. Like, name, like, the top movies.
Toy Story.
I've seen it.
Okay. But not The Lion King? Oh, no.
Like, never seen Harry Potter, never seen Star Wars, never seen...
Why?
I don't know.
That's so... No.
Too cut.
I'm way too into movies. Like,
Too time-consuming, I think.
I am trying... Like, I want to watch every movie. I know I can't, but, like, I want to watch every movie that's watched the Oscar,
Oscars. I'm
like, oh, my God.
I'm very uncultured.
You need to, like, I'll just send you a list.
Yeah, I know. Someone told me to watch Hitch. Have you seen Hitch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's the first thing.
I think that's
the
one with Will Smith in it, right?
No idea, but I think I should watch that one. Next.
I don't remember it being very good. But you can.
I'm like, okay.
But at least Star Wars. Like, okay. Oh my God.
My brother, like, even like my nephew's name is about to be Noah Solo because my brother's obsessed.
That is so cool.
Yeah, my brother's obsessed. Did we end that question? I don't even remember.
Animal?
Did we? Oh, yeah, animal. Yeah, we did end that question. Okay.
I don't think I got a good answer, but, like, I don't know.
I mean,
like,
the lion is dope.
Maybe a bird, but I feel like that'd be annoying, too. What's a wild animal that wouldn't be, an inconvenient thing to have? No idea. Maybe, like, a wolf.
I would just want a wolf. Koala. Panda.
Koalas? Mm-mm. Never. They have so much chlamydia because, like, koalas eat their mom's shit.
Isn't there... Aren't they getting... They're making a vaccine for koalas right now.
Are they?
Yeah, I literally woke up and saw that.
My whole life, the one fun fact that I know was because my cousin, when we were really little, liked koalas. And I wanted to be a jerk. And so I found out that koalas eat their mother's shit when they're little because they can't digest the food themselves. Yeah. And so I told him that and it ruined his whole life. I was like, koalas eat their mom's shit.
You've probably known that for years, but literally 9 hours ago is the first time I've ever
heard about
this.
They're making a vaccine for koala chlamydia. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, so koalas are being vaccinated against chlamydia.
At least they're, like, working on it. It's not just an issue that I just known about.
Half the population it affects.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, like they can spread it to humans, too. So, like...
Wow. Literally just learned that 9 hours ago. That's so funny. But I think pandas are cute.
Pandas are cute, but they'd probably rip your face off.
Yeah, they're the rudest, huh? What kind of food makes you smarter and what kind of food makes you dumber?
You are what you eat. Like, it's a phrase, but yeah, it's reality. So, like, if you're just constantly eating junk food and stuff, it's not
you're
gonna...
junk.
It's not... You're junk if you eat junk food. But it's not gonna nourish your brain well enough. Like, if you're studying for tests and stuff and you're, like, trying to study, it's better to eat healthy food, like fruits, vegetables, home-cooked meals, whatever, yeah, versus Taco Bell every day.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's amazing, but it's not helping
moderation.
You, really.
Yeah. Honestly. I feel like that's true because all growing up, I would have some fast food, and now I don't, and mm-hmm, I feel like I'm a little smarter now. Can certain foods make your skin change color, like the pigmentation and stuff?
I know if you eat too many carrots, like an outrageous number of carrots, you can start turning a little bit orange. But it's like an outrageous amount of carrots. I also know that if you... There's a guy that ate silver, like homemade, like a silver thing for a while. He's literally turned blue. Like, he looks like a guy from the Blue Man Group. Like, it's ridiculous.
What?
Like, he's like poisoned himself.
I think if you eat it's either 437 bananas or 437,000 bananas... You can die from the potassium
poisoning. Also, if you drink, I forget how much purple Powerade it is, but if you drink like a fuck ton of purple Powerade, your shit will just be like a lime green.
Wait.
I don't know this from personal experience.
Yeah,
but
what else is like the craziest food, like, fun fact you know about what I said, the bananas thing? Like, that's all I know.
Powerade thing, carrots, I don't even know. Like, I know. I don't know. That was it. That was the Powerade thing. What? Are you not satisfied with my Powerade lime shit fact?
No, I think it made me so flabbergasted. I just wanted more.
I need more facts, Jace, please.
I'm trying to think if I know one more. Fun fact about food.
I know, I just did a whole video on, like, foods, and you can eat too much, it can kill you. I know if you eat a certain number of toothpaste, it can kill you. Too much water can kill you. So you all, we mentioned potassium. We have enough potassium in our bodies to build a bomb. Fun fact. Weird Whoa. Human body fact that I just know and remembered.
Wow. And I eat, like, a banana a day.
So you're just, like, a ticking time bomb, just chilling.
Literally inside ticking time bomb. Wow. That's weird. Okay. What is your favorite movie fan theory?
The one that I just read about is the kid from Home Alone. He grew up to be, what is his name? The main character of Saw, like the one that runs the games. I forget his name.
Oh, really?
I'm watching in a minute. But like, there's a whole theory that like Kevin McAllister grew up to be the Saw guy.
Whoa.
And I like it a lot. Like, I was reading a little bit about it, and I was like, this is interesting. And they look alike. They both play games and, like, mess with people, but, like, it just kind of, like, he developed into a murderous monster.
Okay. okay, next. What historical figure would have the biggest TikTok following today in your eyes?
I feel...
Why did Cleopatra come to my mind?
Cleopatra would probably be cool. Like,
literally just came to my mind.
I'm thinking, there's so many popping in my head. I'm like, no, that's too boring. Definitely not one of the founding fathers. Like, I feel like that'd just be boring. They'd just be talking about politics and shit.
Yeah.
Can I say Jesus himself?
Yeah.
Jesus himself. He would Jesus have the humility.
Honestly.
Historical figures. Napoleon, maybe. I feel like he had a big ego. Could you imagine just like, I don't know. That's a good question.
That is a good
question. I
want to
think about it more now.
Yeah, that is a good question.
I'm learning that I didn't pay too much attention in the history class right now is what
no,
I'm...
No, honestly. I'm like, wait, who?
Like, I remember, like, the stories and stuff, but I don't remember names. I don't remember dates. I don't remember...
I'm going to stick it with Cleopatra. She cute. She'd do some belly dancing.
God.
Love her. She's queen. Okay, honestly, we...
Shakespeare, I feel like, had a pretty interesting life.
Yeah.
And he was probably gay. I feel like gays fit well on TikTok.
Love. Literally, I'm going to stand with these two answers we just put.
Cool.
I think they're good. Locking it in. How do you make an awkward social situation less awkward?
You know, that Squid Game thing that we played, that was like the best icebreaker ever. Gonna be completely
Honestly.
Honest. Like, I was so comfortable talking to everybody, but I'm trying to think of like everyday
things.
Yeah,
I mean, by the way, that's how we met, you guys. We were just on Zach's Squid Game.
Mm-hmm.
It
was
series.
So fun. Like, it's, way more high production than I thought it was going to be. Like,
yeah.
I was expecting t-shirts, just like somebody's house. It was like this full warehouse. Everybody had jumpsuits. It was so cool. I'm so excited to see the final
Shout out, Zach. So proud of you. I feel like I've never even seen Squid Game.
Oh, my God. You were telling me that. And I was like, you're going to lose. Like, you, there's nowhere.
I was like, yeah. She told me flat out, she's like, you're going to lose.
What round did you make it to?
Well, let's just say that Okay, I lost on the marbles.
So you even made it past me. God damn it.
I did.
I lost in tug of war, but it was because I had an all-girl
team.
Wait,
I was against you.
Yeah, I was on the all-girl team because nobody wanted us on our teams. And I was like, all right, guys. All right, girls, let's do this.
I beat her.
We were close, though.
Yeah.
We were, like, pulling you guys. I saw
the
video.
You were in the front, I remember. The episode, you guys will see
I ripped up my hands from it. And, like, my back pulled.
I'm perfectly fine.
I was trying. But to answer your question, how to get rid of awkwardness, I finally thought of something. Ask a person what they would do if money wasn't an option. It's a really good way to actually, like, get to know this person. Like, because you can ask, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it's like, I want to be a firefighter. Like, okay. But if money wasn't an option, would you still be a firefighter or a doctor or a lawyer or whatever? It's a really good way to actually get to know somebody.
I feel like any type of deep question that gets someone to think, and I feel like it tricks their mind into being like, oh, she's different and she wants to know about
getting
me.
Getting outside of the mundane, like, small talk, like, oh, what do you do for a living? What's
Especially
your favorite
right off
color?
The bat.
Yeah. Like, just ask hard questions and it's going to break the ice.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think this is the last question before your actual fan questions. What is something that you've considered buying from the dark web? I think we were talking about this once.
Something for what? Drugs, probably?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, like, I never would just because it's way too sketchy. It's probably like an FBI agent on the other side, like, waiting for me to buy it.
Isn't, like, this small amount of fentanyl? like the deathly dose?
It's a very small amount. Like, it's way too sketchy. I wouldn't ever risk it. But like, if I had to buy something from the dark web, maybe like an exotic animal that I couldn't buy anywhere, yeah. or like weed. I don't know. Yeah. Just to try it.
You know, kids, watch out there. please watch
out. Do not follow in my footsteps. I'm a bad influence. I'm so sorry.
I'm just like, please watch out, everybody. Okay, now we have some fan questions, but before we get into that, the name of the show is called What They Don't Tell You. So what's one thing that they don't tell you about going to college? Yeah. You've talked about college a lot, so.
I went to community college, so I've never had, like, the full-blown college experience.
Yeah.
But it's so hard. Like, I got to community college and kind of just expected it to be, like, high school 2.0.
Yeah.
I had, like, maybe 18 units, which was way too much. I was playing basketball, and I was working at Best Buy, and I was failing all my classes. And I didn't know how to, like, it was really hard to manage time. Like, it's way harder than I expected. But also, I was, like, smart, but also with ADHD, I didn't know how to work it. It was weird. I never had the full college experience. But I'm okay with that, because I get to do TikTok now and live in LA and go do cool things.
I feel like just you even saying that it's so much more time-consuming than people think is crazy to me, or actually really good advice, because, like, or just something that I didn't know, because my friend Lily, who goes to UNLV, I used to talk to her, like, every day, and now I can talk to her, like, every 4 days. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, our, like, normal check-ins that we do. And she tells me, she's, like, she works at Crumble Cookies. She's on the dance team. She has her homework. She has, like, her life.
The actual classes.
She has, like,
everything.
A nail appointment every, like, 3 months if she's lucky. Like, that's what she was telling me the other day. And then, like, yeah, normal, like, school. And it's just, like, I'm like, when can you see me? She's like, I literally have no idea. Yeah. I'm like, I would drive you for 20 minutes. She's like, I know. I have no idea.
You have to, like, wait until they actually, like, have breaks from school. Like, that's why I said, like, high school is easy.
She's like, I have Thanksgiving Day off. I'm like,
that's so sad. Like, high school, I say, is easy just because college was that much harder. Like, it was a wake-up call. I was like, oh, shit. Like, school's not for me.
School's not for me. Shout out, Lily. Love you. All right. Now, these are your fan questions.
Cool, cool,
so
cool.
Some of them, again, are questions. Some of them are, what do you know about this, mm-hmm. like, hack or whatever? So, ways to become taller.
Stretching is one big thing. There's no real way to change your genetics, but if you eat right, you eat the right foods, you stretch is one of the biggest ones, like posture. If you improve your posture, you're automatically going to be taller, but you're kind of, you're given what you get, you know?
Yeah. Ugh, my mom used to tell me that she wanted to, like, buy more cartilage in my knees or something like that.
You can actually get surgery to increase your height, which, why? But you can.
How tall can you get?
I saw a post of somebody who was 5'8". They did some sort of surgery to their shins, and now they're 6 foot.
Wow.
So, like, you can get taller if you pay the right price. But, like, it's, like, just
you can also wear some
yourself platform
Converse, okay?
Is that what those are?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure maybe this is, like, 2 inches. I don't know how to, whatever that's called.
See, like, if I had better posture, I'd probably be 6'3 right now. Like, I'm 6'2". If I had better posture, I'd be taller.
You're that tall?
Mm-hmm. But, like, the reason that my posture's so bad is because growing up, everybody was shorter than me. So and I'm deaf, so I have to, like, lean down to cock. And it never got better.
I'm very small. I'm 5'1".
What's so life I do like need there? To. It's like
literally a whole.
I was probably 5'1" in like the first or second grade. Like,
I've been small forever. What's your most embarrassing moment?
This one time in middle school, I was walking with a group of friends through the hallway, and we had like lockers in the hallway, and one of them was open, and I thought, you know what would be a great idea is I'm going to jump over this. And it's like the half locker. And so I run and I jump and my foot clips it and I just eat complete shit in the middle of the hallway in middle school. Middle schoolers are mean. Everybody laughed. I like my face was bruised up. I had to go to the next class and like my lips bleeding. And they're like, what did you do? I'm like, I jumped over a locker. They're like, why did you do that? I'm like, I don't even know. Like I'll never forget that. That was humiliating.
Why don't we use this time to share your dog's most embarrassing moment recently?
Okay, so I was walking my dog. His name is Astro. He's a almost 9 month old Great Dane. He's 120 pounds and he's a fucking asshole. I was walking him and the poor little dude got spooked by a Halloween decoration, like a little blow up pumpkin. It was kind of just like waving in the wind. He saw it and he looked and he jumped and he like just sprinted the other direction. And my ankle kissed the concrete popped and I fell into the street and like my dog's gone. My friend's running to grab him and my little brother was there too. He's like 7 and he's like, Bella, you're overreacting. And he like laid in the street with me and was like, meh. And I'm like, dude, like I'm actually hurt. I had to go to the hospital because I've hurt this foot before. Nothing was broken. It's just a sprain, but like,
she's got a wrap still.
The
today.
Dude, the fucking the dog, man.
And now you can't walk him because he's gonna see that.
I can't walk him just because it's gonna hurt it more. So I have my boyfriend doing it for me.
He could see the decoration. Well,
this was in my parents' hometown. So like, he saw a spider in my apartment complex, like a little Halloween decoration, and he just grabbed it, walked away with it. I'm like, that's not yours, dude. But like this blow up thing, it freaked him out way too much.
It was the funniest video.
He's like this big dog, and he just like. He gets afraid of everything. It's so weird. It's like, you're tougher than that, man. You're bigger. You're
tougher than that. Someone says, how was the exact? How do you know all this fact to be true?
I research a lot. My whole job is essentially studying.
Yeah.
And I try my best to make sure that what I'm saying is true. Yeah. I've made mistakes before, like, and usually when I do, I either take the video down, post a video saying, like, hey, this was wrong. Because, like, there was this one fact that I did. It was, like, if you put a hot spoon on a bug bite, it's going to stop the itching. What I should have said was a warm spoon. And when I did the fact, I burnt myself. And so I had to make a video, like, say, like, warm spoon, not hot spoon, warm spoon. But I do a lot of research. I read everything. I make sure that I research everything.
I'm pretty sure it was you. Huh, we've already been down that road today. But this was like 3 months ago, and I can't really remember. I was so desperate, like searching on TikTok, because I was on a car rally. And I remember that I was about to go through Tale of the Dragon, which is like 300-something turns in like 12 miles mm-hmm. or something like that. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really get car sick, but I'm in a very fast car, and I'm going to be going very fast yeah. around all this. It's the most curves and turns out of any road, I think, in the United States. And I remember you, I think, saying that if you hold, like, this mm-hmm. pressure point, was it you?
Yeah.
It helped.
It did it?
I'm glad
it helped, yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know.
There's weird pressure points can help with, like, weird things. Like, there's a pressure point in your ear that can help with period cramps. Like, that one helps with motion sickness. So I'm glad it worked for you.
Yeah, so for anyone out there that's, like, can't see me, if you grab, like...
Webbing in between your index finger and your thumb, it, yes. like, it's going to hurt a little bit because it is a pressure point, but, like, that will help with motion sickness.
I think it takes your mind off of it, too. Mm-hmm. It helped so much, and I continued to do it even after I got out of the car. And like, usually I feel like everyone would have gotten car sick in doing what I did, but mm-hmm. that helped me so much.
Glad.
So honestly, girl, thank you. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I still see myself doing social media if I have the audience to do it, because like, I love making videos. I love making content. This is literally like my dream. I was voted in high school most likely to be an influencer, and now I'm here.
Wow.
Even though I don't like the word influencer. But
yeah. But you are an influence, honestly.
Yeah, but content creator sounds a little bit better. So yes. I still see myself being a content creator, but I would like to break into more mainstream stuff like stand-up comedy. I really want to get into stand-up comedy eventually. I'm trying to take some acting classes to see if that's something that I like to do. Yeah. I just want to dip my toe into a bunch of little things and see where it goes. But
as you should.
I do like the attention of being like in the public eye a yeah. little bit. Like it's Same. Weird sometimes, but like overall, like it's really fun.
It is.
Like yeah. it's the coolest experience, and I'm so thankful that I get to do this every day.
Literally. Okay. Next question is, if someone is trying to fight you, what's the best way to get out of it without punching back or running? My advice before she even starts, because maybe my theory is great. I heard one time that if you're a female and you can get close enough, or you are already this close, your elbow is the strongest point in your body. And if you can get close enough to use it, use it. But also, I carry around pepper spray.
Smart. So just like a dumb little thing that I always said, like, because I try to get into boxing. I like it, but like, I don't think I'd ever be able to get into like an actual like street fight.
No.
So if it ever happens and somebody's trying to fight me, what I want to do is break the tension. I am going to go really quickly, duck, duck, goose, tap their head and run away. And like, you can't fight somebody trying to play duck, duck, goose with you.
Wait, like you literally say duck, duck, goose?
Yeah, duck, duck, goose, tap their head, run away. They're probably going to chase you, but like, it's funny.
They'd probably
so funny.
They'd initially be like, what is she doing, bro? Yeah. And then be like, oh, crap, I have to catch up to her. Ah, nah.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so
that's like
good.
A dumb little trick that I've always told myself I would do. If you want to get out of a fight without punching, make it funny. Play duck, duck, goose with the person.
Love it. But, like, say if, like, a freaking burglar was trying to attack you right now, a kidnapper, what do you think is the best way of getting out of that situation?
If you can escape your house, like, get out of a window, just run, call the police, let them do whatever they do. Yeah. Don't try to fight the burglar. Don't do that. I personally own guns. So, like, I know that I have those if somebody ever broke in.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't think I'd be able to escape. I live on, like, the top floor of my apartment. Yeah. So, like, I'm not even sure. I like your elbow idea. Elbow is the strongest part of your body.
Yeah, it's from a Taekwondo.
Go for the groin. Go for the eyes. Go for, like, the neck. Like, just, I don't know. But don't try to fight burglars. Just run away.
Best hangover cure.
Best hangover cure. Water and fatty foods, like a lot of carbs, just to, like, get into your system and absorb whatever the fuck is left in your stomach. But, like,
because you probably didn't eat and you probably didn't drink water.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole, like, hangover hacks video that has, like, I think 5 or 6 different things that I can't remember right now. But yeah. I know that, like, water and greasy, fatty food is going to help, like, get out of that.
Yeah, I the fatty foods, funny thing or funny tip, too, if you're a singer and you, like, you need to say you're like a little cobwebby.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you wouldn't think this because you think, oh, I'm about to sing. Like, let me have some tea. Let me not eat so that I don't have any like cobwebbies. But my vocal coach actually told me, and Steve, who's J-Lo's vocal coach, also told me French fries and Lay's potato chips are your best friend when you're trying to like sing.
You know why?
Because it just what like oils and greases it all up in there. Like,
makes sense. Okay.
It doesn't, it lets it, I guess it literally like
lubricates your throat,
doesn't have you be dry at all. And
milk is the opposite of that.
Yeah,
don't drink milk if you're trying to like have a clear throat, because it's just going to make everything more mucusy.
Any dairy
and, like,
products really. Yeah. Like ice cream, like I remember before I went on stage once I had like pizza and ice cream and yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Last question is, how's your ankle now? That people want to know.
So when it happened, it was like a solid like 7 in pain. Right now, I have some good pain meds in me. I'm wearing a brace. it's honestly fine. I can walk around without crutches. I'm probably going to have the brace for a few weeks just because I don't want to hurt it again. Because it was so dumb. It was the dumbest injury.
It was the funniest thing when you said kiss the concrete.
Kiss the concrete. That's like, what I'm it was. Literally... It was so fast. It was just like a little... And then pop, and then I was on the ground. And like,
I literally did that leaving matcha yesterday. I like there was like the bigger step down. If you were to like leave it this way, it's normal street. If you go this way, there's like the sewer part where it's like the bigger,
and it's deeper. Dip. You didn't prepare for it.
And literally, my ankle kissed the concrete. But I wish I like knew that. But
yeah. So my ankle's okay. It's not all the way okay.
Well, I hope you get better.
Thank you.
And again, thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with me. Again, everyone, make sure you guys go check out her content. If there's any fun facts that you want to know, she's probably done a video on it. Let them know your TikTok and your Instagram.
TikTok, OnlyJS, YouTube, OnlyJS, Instagram, OnlyJS. Everything's OnlyJS, except for my Twitter. It's not JS for some reason.
J-A-Y-U-S.
J-A-Y-U-S.
J-A-Y-U-S. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for coming on. Make sure you guys rate the podcast 5 stars.
This was
on
so fun.
Apple Podcasts.
You better rate the podcast 5 stars.
Yes. And add us to your Spotify playlist. Again, the video version's on YouTube. Audio version's everywhere you listen to your podcast. See you guys later. Bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.